Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from North Pole Flight Command Center. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It's been 20 solid hours now since Santa launched from the North Pole. He's on a record pace at this hour and stands a very good chance of ending his flight earlier than ever. Joining us now from our regional tracking center for North America, located in Ontario, Canada, is Elf Alpine. Al, what do you hear there?
We have a long, long list of bedtime warnings that just crossed over the wire, Red. I've never seen a list so long. We have warnings for Baker Lake and Winnipeg in Canada, plus Kansas City, Minneapolis, Dallas, Houston, St. Louis, Chicago, Thunder Bay, Milwaukee, Evansville, Springfield, Clarksville, Lexington. The list just goes on and on.
The same thing could be said for Sector 4, Al. Cancun, Guatemala City, Managua. It's all over the Caribbean, too. Has a stand-down order been received yet for these areas?
No, we've got plenty of trackers out there asking about them too, Red. But so far, Santa wants all eyes on North and South America at this time.
What about out west, Al? How do things look out there?
We've still got a lot of Christmas Eve daylight out there in the far west areas, Red, but the hours are passing fast. I've also received word that Mrs. Claus will be leaving soon from the North Pole so she can meet up with Santa in Hawaii.
Wow. The time is just flying by. Thanks for the update, Al. From Flight Command, where Christmas is moving along fast, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.